This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome indeed to the Daily Devotional today. It is wonderful to have your company. Thank you so much for joining me. Somebody sent me an email a couple of weeks ago, actually. And this person said that every time they listen to Worship Radio 247, they love it. But when they listen to the Daily Devotional or the Hour One Nugget, they switch off. And the reason they switch off is because of the music in the background. It conflicts with the message, etc., etc., etc. Well, I'm so sorry you feel that way, but I won't take out the music because I believe it's important. And that's why the music is there. We're looking today at James, who happens to be the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're looking at chapter 3, and today, verse 2, and it says this. We're continuing our series, by the way. We're at part 27 of Resolving Conflict. And verse 2 says this. Indeed, we all make many mistakes. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. Those words are so true. And our tongues are the cause of many a conflict. Our tongues are the cause of many battles that we face in our homes. Because one person says something and we respond, or we say something to get a response from that other person, and that other person will then respond in a negative way, which we knew would happen. That is why we said what we said in the first place, because we are not controlling our tongues. We have to be so careful. You see, these tongues can spit and spill hatred. And these tongues can spread love. They can do both. And it is your decision. Sadly, it is your decision which way you go with your tongue. If you are going to allow yourself to be used by the evil one, and to shout and scream and holler and cause conflict or ignite a flame of conflict, or whether you're going to be quiet, whether you are going to be still and silent in those rough seas that come so often. It's our decision, beloved. No one else's. It is us that decide. And I'm sorry, but I do not accept it when I hear someone say, "Oh, the devil made me say that." No, he didn't. You decided to say it. "Oh, that was the devil's fault." No, it wasn't. It was yours, because you were listening to him. Instead of listening to the Spirit of God, you decided to listen to the spirit of man. And you decided to say what you said. And when we bring conflict like this, or we continue conflict like this, there's only one thing we can do, and that is to ask for forgiveness, whether it's our fault or not, whether it was us that started it or not. It's the way of resolving conflict. and another way of resolving conflict, the only way, I believe, of resolving conflict, is to turn our attention to Almighty God and say, Lord, help me control my tongue. You see, I'm not even sure, in fact, I know, that the Lord will not control your tongue because he's given you free will. And that is why James is saying this. For if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect. But James knows we can't control our tongues all the time. We can't. All we can do is ask God to help us to do that. Father, show us the way to control this instrument in our mouths that you have given us. Show us how to bring words of love. Show us how to bring words of admiration. Show us how to bring comments of praise instead of negativity. Quite often, without even realizing it, beloved, we can bring so many words of negativity. Someone might say, oh, that person, he's got a negative spirit. No. He just speaks negatively all the time. Because he is not focusing his attention on Almighty God. He's not allowing the Holy Spirit to pour upon him and to show him his ways, to show him his faults. It's another thing that we do, and I talked about this the other day. Looking at the plank in a brother's eye instead of looking at the speck in our own. And that is where it's all wrong. We should be looking at the speck in our brother's eye. And we should be looking at the plank in our own, not the other way around. Beloved, as I bring you this message, I feel such love. I feel such hope. I feel such wonderment at the future of what God is going to do in your life and in my life as we begin to look seriously at controlling our tongue, watching what we are saying. Someone said or made a comment on Facebook today, and it really upset me. And I got mad. And I shouldn't have got mad at all. I should have simply said, I believe you're in error saying what you're saying. But I got mad. I was mad inside. And if that person had been in front of me, I know my tongue would have said some things that weren't nice. We have to control our tongues, beloved. We have to control what we say and how we say it and who we say it to. Should I be saying this to this person right now? Let me give you an example. Perhaps you don't know the person you're about to speak to. Perhaps the phone is going to ring and you're going to answer it, and the person at the other end of the phone, you haven't got a clue who they are. And all they're going to try and do is to sell you something, because that is their job. And they are trying to make a living. They are trying to get some money, to earn some money, so that they can give their children some Christmas presents. Maybe that person on the other end of the phone is at the end of their rope. Maybe that person on the end of the phone is about to lose their house because they have no funds. And therefore this job is the only opportunity they've got of earning any funds at all. And they're trying so hard. And because it's a sales call and you don't want it, how are you going to respond? You're going to shout at them and then just slam down the phone? How are you going to react to that? I'm not saying a word. I'm asking you to think about that. How are you going to react? As I've said, you don't know the circumstances of the person on the other end of the phone. You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know if this is the last chance they have. And they don't know where to turn. Perhaps what they need to hear from you are words of love and encouragement. Perhaps they need to hear from you the gospel, who Jesus is. And if it was their last resort, then Jesus is there to pick them up. I'm just saying. I am just making a comment here because it's so true. How you respond to someone could change their life. As when I am ministering in a church or on Worship Radio 247, and I bring a word about salvation, and people turn their lives to Jesus, and they say, "Yes, Lord, I want to follow you for the rest of my life." That's wonderful. Those people are now in the kingdom. But what about the people that I have put off by shouting or screaming? And they say, "He's supposed to be a Christian, that guy. That guy's supposed to be born again of the Spirit of God, whatever that means. Listen to him." Well, if that's the way he's going to live his life, I don't want any part of that. Do you see? And the only way we can align ourselves to the Spirit of God, to make sure that we are saying the right things when we need to say those right things, is to say to the Lord every single day, "Lord, what would you have me say today? What would you have me say with this tongue today?" I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that this day you would control my tongue. Or, Father, you would help me control my tongue, so that I can bring words of admiration, words of worship to you, and I could set the captives free by using my tongue in the correct way. I pray in Jesus' name. Simple. Simple prayer. But I know it's a prayer that God responds to immediately. Beloved, we are getting short. The time is getting so short. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again very soon. And when he comes back riding on the clouds, I want to make sure that I am not turning my face away. I want to make sure that I am not doing anything that would bring our Lord Jesus discredit. And Father, I declare now in Jesus' name, for all the times when I have discredited you with my mouth, with my lips, with my tongue, and I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. Lord, let you be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.